run. It could be worse, it's gone clown.
Morning, councillors.
Good morning.
I'm now open the meeting. I'd just like to say thank you to all councillors for the efforts you've put in regard to the Noel Malcolmations fight for the better word and the announcement by the Premier, which is all good news. Pretty happy about that.
I'm happy to convene you.
Happy to convene you, my dear.
I'm extremely happy to convene you.
Can you turn that down a bit, please, Mayor, the heat?
Yes, I'm quite warm, it's fine. I'd like to say everyone else happy with that.
We have another fight on our hands. I don't know if you saw that in the newspaper this morning.
I haven't seen the news.
They want to take planning from councillors.
Planning, oh yes, I expected that was going to happen.
That would be in the next one.
We're getting put just as big a fight.
Yep.
Oh yeah, okay. Audio recording and disclaimer as per regulation 33.2 of the local government meeting procedures, regulations 2015. Audio recordings of meetings will be made available to councillors, staff and members of the wider community, including government agency, at no charge and will be made available on councillors' website as soon as practical after each council meeting. Unlike parliament, council meetings are not subject to parliamentary privilege and both council and the individual may be liable for comments that may be regarded as offensive, derogatory and or defamatory. The mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2017-50. The mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval being granted. Acknowledgement of country. Yapalina, I acknowledge the Tasmanian Aboriginal people of Tasmania, past, present and future. Present, myself, Deputy Mayor Jim Allwright, Councillor Yvonne Miller, Councillor Giuliano, Councillor David Meacham, Councillor Robert Cassidy, Councillor Tony Bailey, Councillor John Hall, the General Manager, the Deputy General Manager, and we've got Damien and Jenna taking the minutes. Apologies?
No, no.
Nil apologies? Yes?
Scott, I was going to ask, is somebody missing?
Scotty.
Scott Payne?
Yes. Leave of absence.
Leave of absence.
I'll not hand over the GM to explain this one.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Councillors, I've received on Monday evening a requested leave of absence from Councillor Scott Bowden because he's had to go to hospital, so he'd like to formally apply for a leave of absence. And there's a copy of his email.
Yes, he okay?
I didn't like to divulge, I just told him I would table that and to stay in touch and take care.
Let him know if I'm sure with you.
Unsure.
So we can grant?
It is up to council around the table to grant Bowden the leave of absence, but it must be a motion moved and sent.
Councillor Honor has a hand up.
Good.
Yeah.
And Councillor Bailey. Those for the motion. Is there anyone against that motion?
That's carried.
And we wish Scott the best. If he is in hospital, I guess we should check out and send him something.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think about that, Carol?
Yes. Yes.
If we can, I can follow up that later this afternoon.
So we'll leave it
once we're finished.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds like that. Thank you. Sounds good. Pecuniary interest declarations in accordance with Regulation 8 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2015, the chairperson requests councillors to indicate whether they or their associate have or are likely to have pecuniary interest, any pecuniary or pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item of the agenda. Is there any pecuniary
interest? Yes, may.
Okay. Councillor Bailey?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's in closed session anyway, so, yeah.
In the closed session?
Still is, yes.
You're still declaring that it's in closed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Number nine, perceived interest declarations. Under the model code of conduct made by the order of the minister responsible for local government, following will apply to a councillor. Part two, conflict of interests that are not pecuniary. A councillor who has an actual potential perceived conflict of interest in a matter before the council must A, declare the conflict of interest and the nature of the interest before discussion on the matter begins, and B, act in good faith and exercise reasonable judgment to determine whether a reasonable person would consider that the conflict of interest requires a councillor to remove himself or herself physically from any council discussion and remain out of the room until the matter is decided by council. Number 10 is deputations, which we have none. Number 11, public question time. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2015, the council conducts a public question time forum to enable members of the public to ask questions on council-related matters. Now, I won't go reading a whole page through. I would have hoped that you're all familiar with that. Any questions on that? Are you happy for me to keep going? Alrighty. Okay, 12 is a notice of a motion. Under Regulation 16 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2015, relating to motions on notice, it states the following. A councillor may give to the general manager at least 7 days before a meeting, give written notice of a motion, together with supporting information and reason, to be included on the agenda of that meeting, general manager, of a question in respect of which the councillor seeks any answer at that meeting. A notice of a motion has been received from Councillor David Meacham on the 11th of July 2023 for inclusion on the agenda and provides the following supporting information and reasons for this motion. This has been a matter for information discussion within council for some time. Presently, properties upon which renewable energy developments become established are rated on the same basis as neighbouring agricultural or rural property. The following motion has been proposed that council engage professional legal services to develop a basis upon which council might rate future renewable energy developments in Central Highlands. Councillor Meacham.
I haven't had a chance to discuss with you, but I'd like to move this to the closed session if that's feasible.
I'm happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we just move it across, General Manager.
And they can explain the reasons in closed sessions.
Yes, it would be ideal if we had a motion to actually
consider this motion in the following closed session of council.
Thank you. And a seconder? Councillor Niller? Those for that? Is there anyone against it? Okay, that is carried. So we've moved it into closed. Commitments. You would have read all the commitments, and it's really pleasing to see there's more commitments happening from councillors recently. As you read through, it's good. It just proves how hard we're all working.
Excuse me, Mayor. Part of the commitment, I know indeed it's not here, was the first meeting I had with the HAC. I've got another one tomorrow, if not 10. Not much rocket research, mainly discussion on things that have happened in the past. Tomorrow should be a better one. And talking about proxy, because they didn't have proxy votes in there, but they've actually extended it to proxy due to the schools, helping them get some school involvement in it.
Okay.
So that's about the only thing that came out of that one. But I'll let you know.
Thanks, Councillor Miller.
Through the Mayor,
councillor, what date was that, so we can have it recorded? Do you recall? Or I can look it up?
I've got it somewhere.
Did you say it's tomorrow?
There is another one tomorrow.
Yes, the last one was about a fortnight ago.
I think so, the last, yeah, it was on the 5th.
Thank you, and that's good that you're keeping us, can I just...
So you want to put your commitment in that?
Yeah, put that on my commitments, please. But yes, I'll keep you involved in that, because they're still, they're now starting to get things going in, so...
Good, and a verbal report is still a need.
It's like a suggestion to councillor Miller, see, this is what I did with the Durham catchment, and get them to report to council, or to come and see council. Tracy's done it a couple of times, but on a more regular basis. Maybe just come a couple of times a year, but it crosses over a bit with what Katrina does as well, so...
Yeah, I've already had a chat to Tracy, and she will be coming in again soon.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, 13.1, mayoral commitments, 13.2, councillor commitments. And 13.3, general managers' commitments. 13.4, deputy general managers' commitments. 14, notification of council workshops. Workshops were held on the below dates, which is 11th of July, was the legal presentation by David Morris from Simmons Wolfhagen Lawyers, and this was on roles and responsibilities of councillors, pecuniary and non-pecuniary interests and other legal requirements. Future workshops. The next council workshop will be held on the following date. 8th of August is the town structure plans, the project expression of interest submissions. 16, mayoral commitments. There's not really any commitments I need to discuss today. For your information, Senior Sergeant Parker invited me for a coffee through the week, and I had a coffee with him because he is retiring, and what's his name, Inspector Marco Jedi or something like Jedi, I'm thinking Star Wars now. I'm sorry, I've forgotten his surname, but I met him as well, so he's going to come along and have a couple with us, as Candace did not long ago. So that's all good. 17 is the minutes. 17.1, confirmation of draft minutes, ordinary meeting 20th of June, that the draft minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Tuesday 20th of June 2023 be confirmed. Councillor Plummer, Councillor Miller, those four. Is there any against? That is carried, thanking you. 17.2, receival of the draft minutes of the planning committee. Okay, that the draft minutes of the planning committee held on Tuesday 11th of July be received. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Allwright, those four. Is there any against? That is carried, thank you. Business arising, you will see that in front of you, the business arising. A couple of pages there, four and a half, actually. Yes. 19th is the Durham Catchment Project monthly report for June. Recommendation that the Durham Catchment Project monthly report for June 2023 be received. Councillor Bailey. Seconder, Councillor Meacham. Those four. Any against? That is carried. Very good. It's always a pretty interesting and informative report from Durham Catchment. They do a wonderful job.
Really good.
Yeah. And the nursery, feel free to go up to the nursery and have a look too. It's quite interesting up there. And I think it's Wednesdays that leaves up there. Or Karen, I think. 20, council acting as a planning authority. in accordance with regulation 25(1) of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, regulations 2015, the mayor advises that council intends to act as a planning authority under Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. In accordance with regulation 25, the council will act as a planning authority with respect to those matters appearing under item 22 in this agenda, inclusive of any supplementary items. The council now act as a planning authority. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Meacham. All those in favour of that motion? Okay, there was none against? Yep, okay. 20.1. DA 2023-27, change of use for visitor accommodation at land described at 73 A Jones Road, Myina. Alrighty. Councillor Cassidy, then Miller, then alright.
Oh, yes, sir. I erroneously recommended approval of this, but on further study, significant study, I've arrived at a different conclusion. The assessment is in the low density residential zone of the Tasmania planning scheme. And under 10.3.2 of visitor accommodation, the objective is that visitor accommodation A is compatible with the character and use of the area. B does not cause an unreasonable loss of residential amenity. C does not impact safety and efficiency of local roads or right of way. And there's acceptable solutions and performance criteria. Under P1, it says visitor accommodation must be compatible with the character and the use and not cause an unreasonable loss of residential amenity. Now, that P1 is pretty important. There's the officer's comments there. The proposal must be addressed against the performance criteria P1. So anyway, in the Tasmania planning scheme, state planning provisions, the definition of amenity means in relation to a locality, place, or building, any quality, condition, or factor that makes or contributes to making the locality, place, or building harmonious, pleasant, or enjoyable. A sense of security is a certain one consideration. The low density residential zone under 10 of the state planning provisions, 10.1 zone purpose. The purpose of the low density residential zone 10.1.1 to provide for residential use and development in residential areas where infrastructure or environmental constraints that limit the density, location, or form of development. 10.1.2, to provide for non-residential use that does not cause an unreasonable loss of amenity through scale, intensity, noise, traffic generation, and movement, or all other off-site impacts. And 10.1.3, to provide for visitor accommodation that is compatible with residential character. So, down under 10.3.2, visitor accommodation, again, I've already read out the objectives of it. I don't think there's any need to go through that again. And I've also read out the performance criteria of that. But one that has really come to the fore is the impact on the safety and efficiency of the local road network. That's under performance criteria one. And I don't believe that has been met. Under C2.0, Parking and Sustainable Transport Code, C2.1 Code Purpose, then you got C2.1.3, it doesn't comply with this either to ensure the access for pedestrians, vehicles, and cyclists is safe and adequate. C2.1.4, to ensure that parking does not cause an unreasonable loss of amenity to the surrounding area, and C2.1.5, to ensure that parking spaces access meet appropriate standards. Further, under the C2.6.2, it does not comply with the design and layout of parking areas. A 1.1, for example, acceptable solutions comply with the following. That's under A, and Roman numeral 1, or I, if you will, have a gradient in accordance with Australian standards AS 2890, parking facilities parts 1 through 6. Doesn't comply with that, nor the performance criteria P1. Under usability in all weather conditions. Now we know, and there's been recent news reports where four-wheel drive has been required on the Highland Lakes Road, even though it's paved all the way through and fairly level. And also, if not four-wheel drive, vehicles with chains. But we're not talking about the Highland Lakes Road. We're talking about a very rough, steep road. Anyway, that's item C, usability in all weather conditions, just to reiterate. And D, it says vehicle and pedestrian safety. Oh, I don't think that complies either. So these are my reasons based upon what I've read on page 102, 520 of the state planning provisions, and further, I think, on 105, if I recall correctly, of 520 pages of the Tasmanian planning scheme, that it does not comply. And I'm sorry to say, I'm just going to have to refuse approval on that, even though I recommended approval in the committee.
Thank you, Councillor, and obviously you've done your homework on that, a lot of research. So I've got Councillor Miller to speak next.
I had a good look through this, although I'm not on the planning committee. I went through it two or three times, and I was hoping to go up and have a look at it, but never got up there. I had a couple of questions though. One, what was the dome made out of? There was nothing in there to say what the particular dome was made out of, although they said it was semi-permanent. And I was hoping that maybe Louisa might have gone up and had a look at it prior, because we had four people complaining, not complaining against it, but say no to it. So I don't know really with Louisa went up and had a look, but I think it would have been a good idea. The other couple of questions is, in Louisa's comments, she said to construct the gravel road. Now, the gravel road, as far as I'm concerned, is an easement, not a... So therefore, who pays for that? And who pays for the road? Because another comment from her was, a recommendation was to have it sealed. So who pays for that? That's the way I'm sealed, isn't that the way I read
sealed.
It? It was sprayed.
No,
sprayed?
No,
I misread that. But there's too many questions to be answered, and they're not being answered. So therefore, I'll say I'm against it.
Well, I will put the
that was my
recommendation up when I've heard councillors.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen it deferred, so that I actually could go up and have a look at it.
But it'll be the same result.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily. But
we've got Councillor Allwright Hall and the General Manager with a hand up. General Manager, do you want to before I hear Councillor Allwright Hall?
Yes, if you don't mind. Through the Mayor. Councillor Miller, the material in which the dome is made out of, that's under building legislation.
Mm.
You are dealing with the planning requirements here. I mean, yes, it gets mentioned what they're doing, so therefore it forms part of the planning. But all the building requirements, that'll be dealt at building time.
Right. Okay.
And with the road, etc., there is a condition to improve the road, widen the road, and I think it has to be an all durable, all weather gravel pavement.
That's it. So do we know who's going to pay for that?
The developer has to pay for that. If it's a condition, any of the conditions that are within the development application that you pass, is a condition being imposed on the developer, on the owner of the property to undertake it. And all those conditions have to be abided by before it's formally approved.
Is that the whole road?
Operate.
Is that the whole gravel road though? Or is it that just there?
The road, as you will know, the road is a right of way and it's a shared right of way. The first bit, but for their initial part, I'll just have a check. I would say it's only the section of road in which they're responsible for, without fully reading it again.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. But there is a condition to upgrade the road as part of the development application.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. And as I said, I'll hear the councillors and then I'll put the recommendation up. So we've got Councillor Allwright and Paul on my list and Councillor Cassidy.
Kim just basically said what I was going to say, so I'll just move the recommendation.
As I said, I want to hear Councillor Hall first.
Aren't we meant to move this recommendation
before we have a discussion? You can move it.
I've already moved it to reject it. So
I'm moving the recommendation to accept it. We need a second before we get the discussion.
Okay. Remember,
Councillor Cassidy moved.
It needs to be moved and seconded so you can discuss the matter.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have moved that one with Councillor Cassidy.
Well, Councillor Cassidy didn't move it.
I did move it.
Yes, he did. I'm sorry. Ducks in a row for a minute. I'm relying on the GM for a bit of advice here. So Councillor Cassidy moved to reject.
Yes, but Councillor Cassidy, you then moved on and Councillor Cassidy didn't get a seconder to open up the discussion. But formally, you must have a mover and a seconder to open up the debate on any item in the agenda as per the meeting regulations. So that is up to you, Chair. Now, what do you accept? But either way, whether Councillor Cassidy, if you accept Councillor Cassidy's, whether Councillor Cassidy can obtain a seconder, I am unsure. That is up to you to accept that.
So Councillor Hall, you were seconding Councillor Cassidy's. I'll have to backtrack and say, okay, Councillor Cassidy moved a motion. What was your motion, Councillor Cassidy?
To reject it based upon Tasmania planning scheme, state planning provisions that I cited on pages 102 of 520 and I believe 105 of 520.
And it was seconded by Councillor Hall.
Correct.
Okay, so I will have to go round the table for or against Councillor Cassidy's motion. So I will start, obviously it's Councillor Cassidy and Councillor Hall are for, and then I will go for or against Councillor Allwright.
No, I'm against.
Councillor Allwright. For or against Councillor Miller?
Against.
So you're not, sorry,
I'm against this proposal.
No.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. I haven't had enough coffee. I'm for Councillor Cassidy's proposal.
Why? That's because you'd spoke to it.
Yeah.
Councillor, on a for or against Councillor Cassidy's motion?
For.
Councillor Meacham?
Against.
I've got Cassidy. Councillor Bailey, for or against?
Four.
And there's me left who is four, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, Okay, that motion goes through.
Sorry, Jim.
Alrighty, next. Once I look through all these pages, I'll find it. 20.2, for the DA 2023-26. Four lot and balance subdivision, 197 Ellendale Road, Fenton Berry. Now, the recommendation is here's hiding somewhere. Any trouble with being paper copies? A recommendation that the planning committee make the following recommendation to the planning authority. Approve in accordance with recommendation, in accordance with section 57 of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993, the planning authority approved the development application DA 2023-26 for lot, that's the number four lot and balance subdivision at 197 Ellendale Road, Fenton Berry, subjects to conditions in accordance with the recommendation. Councillor Honour.
I'll move the recommendation number one to approve.
I'll second that.
And second by Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour, do you need to speak to that?
No.
Councillor Cassidy, do you as a seconder? Okay, those for the recommendation. Is there anyone against that recommendation? That is carried. Thank you. Ordinary meeting of council. Who's that? Where's the next one? I've lost it. Okay. 21. Yeah. Ordinary meeting of council, we do.
Yes,
correct. Okay, we're on track with my hundreds of pages. 21, ordinary meeting council resumed. That council no longer act as a planning authority and resumed the ordinary council meeting. Councillor Honour, Councillor Miller, those four. Any against? That is carried. Thank you. But somebody's got an iPad that's very noisy. Okie dokie.
Mayor, can I just make a comment?
You sure can.
Through the mayor, just for item 22, development services. Apologies for Graham, our development services manager. He was still banking on being here after 10 because we've moved the closed session to after the council, after right at the end. Senior staff are used to being here by 10 o'clock for their report. So unfortunately...
Move it back.
That is up to you if you want to have Graham here because, well, you've just had planning without that manager here anyway. So...
we'll move forward.
Yeah. So if you want to continue, it's up to you how you want to go. But I'm just... And that's probably my fault for not emphasising the... The time is now 9 o'clock for all the staff to be here.
Okay, we understand that. No, no. Yeah. Continue on. Okay, Mr. Cassidy.
I'm not emphasising.
Usually. Usually, you know, I'm surprised, you know, that. Louise or Graham weren't here during the planning. I felt a bit uncomfortable with that. And I, you know, I have to say that this is the first real hang-up in this new-fangled meeting procedure to have the closed session at the end. And I think I believe it's a gross inconvenience, and, you know, considering that we've discussed this in workshop and so forth, and previous council and all that, you know, there are councillors that have to leave early, some, you know, I just think that it's important to have all the votes available around the table during the closed session, so I would like to move a motion to repeal having the closed session at the end of council meetings from this day forward. We'll do the closed session at the end today as we planned on, but I think...
This should be a notice of motion, really.
Well...
excuse me, I'm listening to Councillor Cassidy. So you'd like to, what were your words, repeal?
Yes, I'd like to repeal the closed session at the end of council meetings for all future council meetings. And, you know, as one mayor famously said, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yeah, that's a good one. I have to agree with that, don't I? Moved by Councillor Cassidy. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Honour. All righty. So, would you like to speak? You spoke to Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour, would you like to speak to it before I put the motion up?
I just think it makes more sense because at the end of the in committee is when morning tea normally is, but...
There was none today.
No. Because we're in the meeting and we'll go to lunchtime.
Okay, so I will put the motion forward. So those for repealing closed sessions and going back to closed session of a morning first up, I'll go round the table for going back to the closed sessions at the beginning of the day. Councillor Wright, for or against?
Not against.
Councillor Hall, for or against?
For.
Councillor Meacham?
Against.
Against. Councillor Miller?
Against.
You like the closed session of the afternoon?
Yes, well, we haven't even tried it.
Where we are today. Well, just a minute, I'm on a roll here. Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour, you've seconded Councillor Meacham. Councillor Bailey, I'll miss you out. For or against?
I'm for it, Mayor, because of the... I think what went Julie in, for one thing, Julie put on the school bus runs and whatever, she won't be able to attend that part of the meeting, will she? Anyway, that's my reason.
We've got four is Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Honour, Councillor Hall and Councillor Bailey, and myself on four. And then we've got against Councillor Allwright, Meacham and Miller. Okay, so that goes through. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3. All righty.
Can I put a motion then? If anybody wants it let's do it at the start. So we're not dividing, we're starting at 9 o'clock.
That's what's
happening. Oh, what now?
Excuse me, I am chairing. That has happened, Councillor.
You started at 9.
That's what's happened just now. We start at 9, we go in closed session like we used to.
Let's take ages.
We have a cuppa and then we move on. Done.
Fine.
I'll allow that. Okay. Councillors, just so you're all aware, please remember when you're making these decisions, you are making these decisions concerning the public. Mm. For example, likes of Damien here today or any public, they can't come. So we have to advertise, we start at 9 o'clock, but then public, you come at about 10 o'clock. And with respect, this is a formal meeting with formal meeting procedures. We're not governed by morning tea or lunch. It is a formal board meeting with respect. And therefore, for the convenience of both staff and the public, to have set times with the closed session. Either way, the closed session before or after, you still have the same amount of time. Mm. All decisions made in council, whether they're in open or closed, are all important and equally important.
Thank you.
All right. But with today, if I can continue, Mayor, that was my fault for not emphasising to both Jason and that's me, and I will take that responsibility. I did not duly inform them that they had to be here at 9 o'clock. That's instead fine. Of 10. So that is why Graham and wasn't here this morning.
Right. No, no. It's already done and dusted. We'll move on. 22 is the Development and Environmental Services monthly report. And could I have a mover for the report for June to be received? Councillor Hall. Seconder, Councillor Honour. Those for that report. Is there anyone against the report? That is carried. Okay, you've got the planning issues there, animal control, works and services, moved by Councillor Bailey. Seconder, please. Councillor Honour. For what? Any against? Carried. 23.1, you can see works and services has been busy. I get nothing but compliments about the work that our works and services are doing, and we thank Jason for that. Any questions for Jason, please, our manager?
I don't know whether this is appropriate now or doing general business, but I've been approached by a resident who's having trouble with, and it's not only I know, she's having trouble with the runoff over this big hill. And she said there used to be a drainage there. Now, as Councillor Bailey informed me, that it was an agricultural?
Yeah, it was an irrigation drain.
And it's no longer there. Now, I'm just wondering how many other people are having, if they're having troubles with the runoff from that hill. She said it's coming down through under a house and under a garage.
We need something in writing from that person.
Fine, okay, I'm going to do that. Yep.
Councillor Bain?
Where the winters and what we've got now, and I've never ever since I've been in Hamilton known of people to complain about it.
Is there the tail drain just wants to clean there?
No, mate. We're talking beyond the houses up here, behind Georgie Sanders, you know.
What we need is something in writing so we can put it across as an agenda item and discuss it.
I'll do that. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
It would have been an irrigation drain. It wouldn't have been an irrigation drain.
Yeah, well, George Thomas used to pump from the river up there when he lived there.
All right. Something in writing, Councillor Miller, from that person.
Yes, will do.
Any other questions for Jason while we've got him here? Anything you'd like to say, Jason?
No, I was just going to say it's the first time I've heard about that. In regards to the drain, I mean, if it's coming off private property and a large hill, doesn't really have a lot to do with council, more than I thought. All was good. So the stormwater stage of POF was almost complete. We're just about to obviously commence our processes for our new capital works programs for this year, to start the ball rolling with the tender processes and designs and surveys and documentations for all the roadworks and the next stage, 1,000 acre lane.
Okay, Councillor Cassidy, add agenda.
Yes, sir, Jason. Here's some news for you, okay?
Say that.
So you can tell your co-workers, you know, they can relax enjoy
career. But most of them have probably seen it, yeah. And just for the I suppose from my point of view, for not that I get a decision, but obviously with closed council, as a manager it's probably works well for me, it would be better after the meeting, just because as a manager you can come in and you have a set time, and away you can go and do other work. Otherwise, when it's as it has been in the past, you're sort of waiting around all day, not quite sure when you're going to go. Not that I'm not doing anything, but there are other jobs we have to be out in the municipality.
Sorry about that, Jeff.
No worries. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
24, administration services, 24.1, health and wellbeing plan. Yeah, we have read all the health and wellbeing plan, the Russell Clay group, and the Highland Bush Fest. Discussions will commence next week with Dean Coe to engage her help with the upcoming Highlands Bush Fest. Did you want to add to that, General Manager, or anything, or are you just pretty straightforward?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
Minor details of course we've worked on.
And for your information, you may recall Nadine did the bicentennial bottle and a brilliant job. Okay, 24.2 monthly finance report.
We didn't move them along, we didn't.
Oh, didn't we?
No.
Oh, where's that recommendation in the front?
Yeah, well,
yeah, I didn't change it.
Councillor Bailey. Seconder, Councillor Honour. Those four, is there any gains? That is carried. All right, 24.2 is the finance report. Report by David Doyle, the accountant. No monthly finance report will be provided for at the 30th of June 2023. All monthly figures cannot be finalised at this time due to end of financial year processing and auditing. Okay, that's clear as crystal, maybe.
Yeah.
24.3 is the Ooze Table Tennis Club Community Grant Application. The recommendation is that Council donate so many dollars, we have decided, to the Ooze Table Tennis Club for table tennis equipment. The background of that is Council has received a community grant application from the Ooze Table Tennis Club for table tennis equipment. The Ooze Table Tennis Club have requested $1,500 to help fund table tennis equipment for the new club. And there's an attachment to that that you probably would have read, so I'll open it up. I'll have a mover first. Was that you, Councillor?
No.
Councillor Major and Councillor Miller. Did you want to speak to it, Councillor? Oh, I've got Bailey there. It's Meacham.
My understanding is that our community fund is under expended. This is a very modest amount and it's a good cause to support.
Yes. Okay, the second, any questions,
There was one, there was a table tennis set up in the hall here.
Yes,
by two of our residents. Is it, do you know if it's still there, if they're still running it?
I've no idea.
Because I was just, I mean, if it's a table tennis, if it's theirs, then they should need to pick it up, and if it's not theirs, maybe it could be donated to the Ooze Table Tennis Club.
Okay, so we've got Councillor Cassidy, Allwright and Bailey to speak. You got your hand up, Councillor Bailey?
Yeah.
All right, Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, I'd like to ask, where's the Cattle Hill Wind Farm community grant? I mean, that money should be made available to organizations like this. And, you know, we haven't heard anything from them.
You want to respond to that, Councillor Major? Yep.
The rounds open in August or September?
They don't get money till January.
And I'm fine, you know, if it came before us, Jim and I both sit on that, we'd be sympathetic to it, but they haven't applied.
Yeah.
So, Councillor
Allwright, I'm in favour of this. There's something's missed out. I talked to Adam and it's they want some competition quality equipment, and that's what we don't have in this community, because I'd asked Adam, there's two tennis tennis situation places you can play at Ooze, but they're just sort of casual, what's the word?
They're casual.
They're just casual, but they want some competition grade equipment, so that's special equipment. So I think it's a worthy
Excuse me, Jim, where's the other one?
So there's the school and there's one at Ash Cottage.
No, the one at Ash Cottage has been moved to the school.
Oh, well, there's one at the school already.
Councillor Bailey. That's answered my question, yeah.
Answered your question. So.
I've seen that sign outside Ash Cottage.
I have too.
No, they moved it to the school.
Alrighty.
The gym and the school.
So it was moved by councillor Meacham, second by councillor Miller, that council donate $1,500 to the Ouse Table Tennis Club for table tennis equipment. Alright, those for that motion.
And then, can I make another comment before we vote? There was a suggestion Adam made that council actually buy because we can claim the GST back. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then donate it to them, rather than they can't claim the GST back.
Well, that would change the recommendation, wouldn't it?
Can I ask a question then?
Yes, ask a question.
So, Jim, help me get my head around this, the GST thing and also the $1,500 donation. So how much do you think a competition table will cost? If we buy it?
I'd have to take that question on notice, councillor Cassidy. I have no idea, but Adam knows, he talked to us.
What I'm suggesting, Jim, is, if you'll hear me through, that maybe $1,500 may not be a sufficient amount to buy a competition table, so maybe we need to make it.
They might have it in the.
They've asked for $1,500. Well, surely they've done their due diligence.
Okay.
So we're back to our recommendation, moved by councillor Meacham, second by councillor Miller, that council donate $1,500 to the Ouse Table Tennis Club for table tennis equipment. So, I will put that up for, is there anyone against? So that is carried. 24.4, future level government review, report by the general manager. Kim, is there any information you can give us all?
Through the mayor, I did get advised yesterday formally, as you would notice, there was two attachments. It was to do with the public hearings that are happening on the 10th of August. We've been allocated slot E, which is from 3 to 4pm on the 10th of August. So that's the only thing that I can advise.
I'd like to ask, I've written them to ask, you know, you think about, and this is a public hearing, so that means the public isn't invited to go, and councillors are invited and encouraged to go, but you dig this, from Myena, Ouse, Gretna, it's 140 kilometers, over 140 kilometers actually, to drive to Campbelltown in the wintertime. And from Bothwell, it's, you know, about 100 kilometers. And, you know, to me, it seems like they just don't want participation. They don't want to hear from us. So, you know, they should be coming to us. They shouldn't have, or have some places more centrally located, like Oatlands. Why would they expect us to drive all that distance? And then, did this, we got this information in our council iPad less than 24 hours before a decision could be made. In other words, they don't want to know. So this is, you know, my whole contention about this local government review and the entire process is skewed, is biased toward one outcome.
So what would you suggest, councillor?
Yeah, I've already written him a letter and I told him so.
So I've got a recommendation in front of me that I haven't asked for a mover as yet. I haven't got a mover. So we can test the floor. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Meacham. Could I have a seconder? If you'll finger up there, councillor Orion.
Can I ask anything?
Before I put it to the.
Do we envisage a submission from council being presented by you or the mayor? at this forum?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Through the mayor, I've received just, this information is exactly what I know as well.
Yeah.
How that's made up, all I believe that with our council, well, Central Highlands being allocated that time to do a one-on-one presentation to the board.
So we do an oral presentation.
I imagine it is, or whether you can do a PowerPoint presentation, but I think the main thing is you've got one-on-one time to face them and ask questions. They also have stated that they can ask you questions too about your submission. You might be aware too, it is the 10th, so it'll be after our formal submission has been lodged. So they'll have that to ask questions back.
And will we be able to have our consultants?
Yes.
I don't know, that is up to council to decide, and you can probably discuss that later on today.
Can I ask, please, what time did you say it was?
3 to 4, isn't it?
3 to 4 o'clock.
And I understand what councillor Cassidy's saying as well, us travelling for this. So can we invite them to come to us?
Through the mayor, I can ask, but this is, do recall, this is for the Central and Midlands catchment. So it's not only us, it's Brighton, Southern Midlands, it's Northern Midlands, it's Meander Valley.
So you see my point, Brighton will have to commute further than us.
Well, what about Deloraine?
Everybody's the same. It's the board, I can't control. And as you will see in the second document that's provided, where all other areas are being held as well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they might as well have it up in, Anson's Bay or up in Woolnorth on Christmas Day,
Councillor Leacham and then Councillor Miller would like to speak. Councillor Leacham.
I was interested in anything as seeing what other LGAs submit as what we submit. So I do see this opportunity in attending with those other LGAs present.
Councillor Miller.
I just wanted to, looking at this, I just wanted to confirm that they're also inviting not just the general manager and mayor, but everybody. So all of us can attend, but if we attend, we have no say in anything, do we?
Through the mayor, it doesn't actually, in this documentation that's been provided to you, as well as I've got, it doesn't state how many, how much. It doesn't state it.
Just the time, isn't it?
It's just the time. Yeah. Whether further details will come later on, I'm not sure.
So as a councillor, I couldn't then go and have my say to the, because it would go through the board.
I'm not even sure whether you can attend other councillors' sessions. It doesn't clearly state that.
Right.
I mean, if you read this, it doesn't. It just, they've written to every
central,
to every mayor and GM, talking about our open session and the community session. Is it 5:30 to 7:30 as well?
And it's to the mayor and the GM. I think we should request further information, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, we may have to get legal advice with our legal person just to see where we are with this. I don't want us walking into any traps either.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. If a person smells a rat, they smell a rat. So would you be happy, councillors, for the general manager and I to follow up on this?
Yes.
Councillor
Cassidy. I'd move a motion now that the mayor and the general manager, our consultant and our legal representative, make a representation to the local government board and minister of local government.
Okay.
to...
I'll second that.
Get more information and encourage them.
I have to deal with what's in front of us at the moment, so that can, well, we'll take that through now and then we'll go with Councillor Cassidy's motion. So the motion that's on the board, the recommendation, was that council receive the future local government stage three public hearing information and participate in the council sessions on Thursday the 10th at Campbelltown. So we'll test the floor for this. It was moved by Councillor Meacham, second by Councillor Allwright. Those for the motion. Is there anyone against the motion? Councillor Cassidy, myself, anyone else? Councillor Bailey. So it's only three against. So it's five. 5-3.
Can I just add, on page 147 of the attachment, it does spell out what, who can the gene bother to do.
Oh, sorry, I apologise.
Page 147's there, that's why I was...
And what does that say, Councillor Meacham? Can you share that?
That's on page 147 of the attachments.
And what does it say, sorry?
It sets out general protocols and procedures, and it's plain that we can be in attendance, I believe, for other LGA's presentations.
I do apologise.
So with Councillor Cassidy's motion...
Another thing I'd note, there are all sessions and where possible will be live streamed and live captioned to maximise accessibility, so you don't have to attend in person. I'm just in essence, we've got 1 hour to fill. However, that's how I read this, we've got 1 hour to fill in whatever fashion we want to fill it.
Right.
And I'd urge us not to bring solicitors, personally.
You said not?
If it's not, live streamed,
not, that not, makes not because stuff. Anything's possible until you've got a lawyer involved. Community presenters will not be able to show videos or make visual presentations. Material must be submitted before media representation may attend, record and report on the hearings, etc. Yeah. 147.
What about Councillor Cassidy's motion that can. For after the motion, can it?
Which dot point?
We're on 24.4.
It's just an information session. I don't know why we're worrying. If you don't want to come, don't come.
It's not a matter of not coming, Jim. That's not the issue.
It's the fact that
it's a public hearing.
Well, it's up to three people, so it would be the GM, the mayor, and one other, I imagine. Yeah,
that's exactly what. Through the mayor, that's exactly what's stated in the protocols for the council session, is mayor, general manager and or other elected member. So they're only allowing three to be present.
Okay.
I'll be there if you want me there. I'll be there. I'll fight them. I'm glad to. I need to put it to them.
Sorry, it's up to councillors. Is it okay? Are you agreed with Councillor Cassidy being the...
Yes.
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 Do we need a motion for that?
Well, I think we'll just wait till we get some, get the some report by a consultant before we decide which one.
Actually, isn't the consultant the obvious third person to put in front of them? I mean, the man's got a doctorate in this very area. We're employing him, we're paying him.
Does it mean he's smarter than us?
No, but he's well informed.
Well, the general manager read out that it's the...
It said, sorry, through the mayor, under additional protocols for council session. It says, council can nominate up to three people to be present to present the council's view at the hearing. This may include the mayor, general manager and or other elected representatives.
Ah, needs to be elected? Okay.
So I would say...
If that precludes us.
Yeah.
Precludes Martin. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, back to Councillor Cassidy has put his hand up. Is there anyone against Councillor Cassidy being that councillor?
If we equivocate, we lose.
Okay. So, Councillor Meacham, you're against Councillor Cassidy.
Look, I am. I don't think this needs to be a contest.
It's not a contest, it's That's just right. another councillor, a councillor. Councillor Cassidy has put his hand up, I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the mayor and the general manager as well. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Happy as Larry, whoever Larry is.
Never know.
Do you need a motion for that, General Manager, or not?
We've got Councillor Costey and Councillor Hannah hearing the motion about who should go.
Okay, very good. So we've got Councillor Cassidy and Councillor Miller. Move the motion, Janet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those for that motion?
So that motion being that Councillor Cassidy presents... Sorry?
Sorry.
So what motion is this?
Janet just read it.
Yeah, I know what it said, but what's it for though? Like...
Who can attend?
Who can attend? So, no. Like, I think we should wait until we get our submission.
I have a motion that we need to...
No, well, I'm against it then.
Okay. So what was the motion, please, Janet?
The Mayor, the General Manager, and Councillor Cassidy.
And the point of order, Mayor, shouldn't Councillor Cassidy be nominated by someone?
I just asked the group.
Okay, but so Councillor Cassidy's moved his own nomination.
No, I nominate Councillor Cassidy.
All right.
And I'll second it then.
Is the motion left?
Yes, we said.
Please remember. So motion lapsed, is that first one that's been put, it's lapsed now? Is that correct? We're not voting on it?
Which motion was that, John? Sorry.
Okay, so by Councillor Miller, moved by Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Bailey, that Councillor Cassidy be the nominated councillor to attend. Am I right there?
Yes.
Thank you, Janet. Okay, so I will put that to the table. Moved by Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Bailey. Those for that motion. Is there anyone against the motion? I'll record the names. Councillor Allwright and Meacham. Allwright and Meacham. Okay, so it goes through. That was easy.
Madam Mayor, can I interject? It's unauthorised, but I've looked at who can go. Any councillor, any member of the public can also go. You just have to register.
That's exactly right.
So if you're not the official representative, you can still go.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. But this is the nominated council.
To present.
Okay, that was fun. 25th, supplementary agenda items. In accordance with the requirement of Part 2, Regulation 86 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2015, the Council by absolute majority may decide to deal with a matter that is not on the agenda if, where the General Manager has reported either A, the reason it was not possible to include the matter on the agenda, B, that the matter is urgent, or C, that advice of a qualified person has been obtained and taken into account in providing advice to Council under Section 65 of the Local Government Act 1993. The recommendation is that Council resolve by absolute majority to deal with any supplementary items not appearing on the agenda as reported by the General Manager in accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015. May I have a mover, please?
Yep.
Councillor Honour, Councillor Miller. Those for that recommendation. Is there anyone against the recommendation? That is carried. Okie dokie.
They're in the drop box.
It's in the drop box.
The supplementary is a request for rates remission. 27.1. Correspondence has been received from Inland Fisheries Service asking for a rates remission for the public toilet at Woods Lake. Dear Sir, Madam, I refer to the recent rates notice received for property ID, blah, blah. In prior years, the rates were waived as the toilet block is a community service facility serviced by the Inland Fisheries Service. I apply for the rates 2023-2024 to be exempted, as has happened in prior years. The recommendation is that Council remit the general rate on property. Councillor Bailey moved, seconder, Councillor Miller. Those for, is there any against?
Matt, can we just Can I ask a question?
Oh, sorry, I missed your hand up, yeah?
I just, you know, considering that we've raised our rates for the general population to 8.9%, I don't know, I mean, inland fisheries, it's, you know, I don't think that we should be giving any breaks to government organizations or government businesses. I think, you know, we should, you know, if we're asking the general public and ratepayers to, you know, make sacrifices, then I think that it would be appropriate for us to collect $483.22 from inland fisheries or hydro or TAS water or any other government organization. That's what I think.
Well, I do have a recommendation here that Councillor Bailey's moved. Councillor Bailey?
Yeah, the inland fisheries, they put the building there and they look after it, they maintain it, they do everything. So, when we're not doing the work, they're saving us work by looking after that toilet.
And
that was my way of looking at it, and that's why I moved it. I don't know what it costs us if we had to get on my time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just my way rather than looking at it, yeah.
All right, well, it was moved by Councillor Bailey, second by Councillor Miller. Did you wish to speak to it, Councillor Miller?
No, sorry.
Okay, so I'll put it up for the vote. Moved by Councillor Bailey, second by Councillor Miller. The council remit the general rate on the property 03020103706. Those for? Is there anyone against? That is carried. Regulation 15, one of the local government meeting procedures, Regulation 2015, states that at a meeting a council by absolute majority or a council committee by simple majority may close a part of the meeting to the public for a reason specified in sub-regulation 2. As per Regulation 15, one of the local government meeting procedures, Regulations 2015, this motion requires an absolute majority. The recommendation that council pursuant to Regulation 15, one of the local government meeting procedures, Regulations 2015, council by absolute majority close the meeting to the public to consider the following matters. And there's the confirmation of the minutes in June, deputations, purchase of land, future of local government review, supplementary agenda items and considerations of matters for disclosure to the public. So I need a mover.
Do we get morning tea?
No, morning tea. That was your idea with the closing.
Wait a minute.
A biscuit comes around the table.
Wait a minute.
A toilet break and a biscuit around the table, remember?
No, not morning tea, wasn't it?
Yeah, it comes around the table.
Oh,
we don't break. Remember we discussed this in full?
I don't remember. Well,
so,
let's have a toilet break and a cuppa then.
Okay,
we get a second.
So why don't we go into do that and go into close session.
Okay, moved by Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Honour, those four. Okay, that is carried. None against? Now we'll...
Yes,
now it's recorded. We reopen the meeting to the public at 12:25. Members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval granted. Other business is none and the closure of the meeting. I thank everyone for their contribution and declare the meeting closed at 12:26.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon and have some lunch.
Now put that off to start swearing.
That is.
We're going to answer these, guys.